Hey guys, so this semester we're starting a new study. I'm calling this study God and Everything Else. Let me start off with this. I want to start off with a quote from a guy named A.W. Tozer. He was a pastor years ago, like back in the 40s or 50s, I think. And had a lot of good insights. I want to read this to you. This quote has kind of it's kind of going to serve as a major theme throughout our talks this semester. But here's what he says: we must not think of God as the highest in an ascending order of beings, starting with the single cell and going on up from the fish to the bird to the animal to man to angel to cherub to God. For he is as high above an archangel as he is above a caterpillar. For the gulf that separates the archangel from the caterpillar is but finite, while the gulf between God and the archangel is infinite. There are then only two categories: things that are not God and God himself. So you can see that quote right there. What's he getting at? Let me explain to you what he's getting at real quickly. You can see, let's just imagine here that we've got at the very bottom of the chart, I'm putting this chart up here, called the worm. Here's a worm at the bottom of the chart, and then, you know, you come up from the worm, and you got lizards, right? Because maybe lizards eat worms. I don't know what lizards eat, but right above the lizard, let's say there's a hawk, right? Hawks eat lizards, and then what eats a hawk? I don't know, maybe tigers. I don't know, but tigers. And then above the tiger, you know what? Humans hunt tigers, and then above the human, you've got angels. That's not because angels hunt humans, but they're just, I don't know, they just, right there above us. That's just what it seems like is true. And then above the angels is God. And, right, Tozer is saying this is how we tend to think of God, that he's just at the top of all the other beings. He's just a being, he's a creature like everything else, but he's just at the top. There's no one above him. And Tozer's saying, that's not true. God is not just of the same order as we are, as if he's just, you know, a creature, but just at the top. No, God is in a category all by himself. He is uncreated. He's infinite. He's unchanging. He has no beginning and no ending. And what I want to look at is a real short part of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And explain this. I think we'll spend about 2 or 3 weeks in this one little verse and then kind of work our way through some portions of Genesis. But here it is, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. You can see the verse right there. Very short verse. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. First book in the Bible, first verse in the Bible, says, in the beginning, God. Stop there. That's all we're going to talk about right there. Stop there. In the beginning, God. And what I'd like to do, guys, is look at this little phrase. Think about this idea of in the beginning, God, right? So that there, at some point, things begin, and when they begin, God is already there. In fact, he's one that begins it. So I put together a corny little GIF here with some corny music about going back in time. All right, so just imagine with me. Let's just imagine that we're going back in time. That's the sound all time machines make. All right, so we're going back in time, right? And let's imagine we go back to 1900, and then 1700, 1500, 1100, 800, 600, I don't know, we're at 400, 300, 200, 100 AD. Now we're at zero, the year zero. You go back from there, 1000 BC, 2000 BC. I don't even know how far back it goes. Who knows how far back we go? But listen, at some point, right? You go back in time, and at some point, You have no things anymore. All you have is God. Right? So there's this moment in, like, it's a real moment in history. It's a real moment when there is all this stuff, or at least stuff. In the moment right before that, there's no stuff. There's only God. God made everything that is not himself. At some moment, there's just God. And scripture calls him Yahweh. That's his name. He said, my name is Yahweh. At some point, it's just Yahweh. In the beginning, God. So what? What does this mean? Again, this is just real quick, and then I'm going to let you guys go to small groups and talk about this. Say, so what? What does this mean, Dave? Here's what it means. It means at least this, okay? It means at least this. We are not God. Look around. Nobody here is God. Nothing is God. No thing is God. No creature, no creation, no piece of the ground, no rock, no stone, no, I guess those are the same thing. Right? Not even angels. All right, go back to what Tozer said. Tozer said, angels and worms are both just creatures. They depend on God. God made them. Now, we think of angels as kind of being, kind of closer to God. And I guess in proximity they are, like they're closer to God in the sense that they are like in his presence and earthworms are crawling in the dirt. So in one sense, yes, angels are closer. But in another sense, angels are just like worms, like caterpillars. They're just creatures. And we're somewhere in the mix. We're just creatures. And so we are not God. He is God, but we are not. And here's the thing, guys, right? Something is your God. Something is. Whatever you get out of bed every morning to do, and don't tell me to brush my teeth or to get ready for school or whatever. I want you to think about, like, what is your heart set on getting? You might be spending all your time perfecting your jump shot. You're spending all your time making sure that you get all that makeup on, and there are layers of it, right? Like, you can watch the Instagram videos. Like, there's like hundreds of dollars in makeup and layers of it. You're putting on your makeup, layers and layers. That's what you live for, getting that perfect makeup look. Or you wake up and within like 7 seconds of getting up, man, you're candy crushing it already on your phone. Or Clash of Clans, whatever your thing is. And that's what makes you tick. Like, that's what you're going for, right? Or maybe it's when you get around other people, you become a whole different person depending on the group of people you're around, because your God is those people's approval. What makes you tick? What do you get out of bed for? What keeps you going in the day? That's your God. And what this passage tells us is that we need to repent of that. We need to admit, we need to just confess that thing is not God. It's false. It can't strengthen you. It can't make you happy. It can't give you eternal life. It can't save you. It can make you feel good for 30 seconds or a minute or 1 hour or whatever. It's not going to save you. It's not going to make you happy. We are not God, and nothing else is. But the one true God has revealed himself in Jesus, full of grace and truth. Guys, let's turn from the things that we put at the middle of our lives, the things we live for. Let's let go of those things. Let's put God there. There are lots of things we got to do. You got to go to school. You got to do your jump shot, man. You got to put your makeup on or whatever. You know, you got to use your phone. Got to play your games, whatever. Do those things. But, man, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Let's put him at the middle. He has come to save us and to bring us close to him. Let's know him. All right, let's pray.